People are dead. Some people are alive, but most people are dead.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 155 of Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend Morgan the Organ Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. But you know what? Life is pain. So shut up and fuck everything. Not literally, mind. Not literally.
Oh, good God, no. You get splinters in your winky if you start just having to go on anything. What are you trying to say, Morg?
Life is pain, isn't it? So I guess...
Well, no, I know that. You normally do puns of the songs of this week's guest.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd enjoy this opening because it's very morbid and you quite like taking the podcast morbid anyway. So I just thought we'd get there sooner.
Oh, well, life is pain. No, I know that. But this is the section where you normally do puns based on the band.
Yeah.
Not just saying facts out loud. This isn't a fact section. The fact section is after the interview, if anything.
I've mixed that up then.
Anyway, this week's guest is Paul Barrow of the mighty Deathblooms.
Yes, and Deathblooms are probably one of our favourite discoveries and breakthrough artists of 2021. The passion, angst and anger Paul has managed to capture and the reimagined new metal style is second to none. The music is heavy and makes you want to mosh and just headbang all your problems away. Since their opening appearance at Download Pilot and jumping on our festival special back in the summer, we've hit it off massively with Paul. We've become very good friends. They've been stupidly busy, so thought we'd have to do something to let you know all about their debut studio album, Life is Pain, available everywhere worldwide now.
I get it now. I get what you mean. Deathblooms are fantastic. Paul is an absolute legend. It was super good to talk to him about everything Deathblooms, new metal. We even started ranking new metal bands, and I found out he loves new metal more than me because he can put up with loads of bands that I don't like. So, congratulations to him. Thank you very much to Paul for having Raiders on a show in Bristol as well. That was very, very fun. And I hope it gets to happen again in the future. But yeah, what a lovely, lovely chat with Paul backstage in Bristol we had.
Yes, well, we recorded this live in the flesh backstage at that show that you both played together. And they have non-stop been touring. They've been on the road lately with Blood Youth, Trash Boat, and will be sharing the stage with Wargasm around the UK this coming week. And we're going to be talking about everything from some interesting road stories to things about nu metal, as you said, their kind of fiasco with Airbnb lately, and your mind gets blown by their mention of Insane Clown Posse.
Do you know what? I'll say it again. I can't believe we went the majority of that interview without knowing that. And then when he said about that, I lost my shit. I lost my mind. Like, guys, if you don't know who the Insane Clown Posse are, after this podcast, stop this and go and have a look at American Juggalo on YouTube and have a look at the fan base and the all-round community, behind Insane Clown Posse. It's absolutely mental and I want in ASAP. So Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, I know you listen every week. Why not have Sapling Podcast at the next, what's it called? I can't think what it's called. What are they? Bad time to go blank.
Gathering.
The gathering of the Juggalos. Yes, my man. Nice one, Morgan. Yeah, let's have Sapling Podcast at the gathering and have Raiders as well, because I will gladly be booed off by having pints of piss and very, very sticky pop Faygo thrown on me. So yeah, get in touch, Insane Clown Party. Yeah, when Paul mentioned playing with them, I was jealous with I was green with jealous rage.
Oh yeah, the reaction is priceless enough. So if you want to know what we're on about, stay tuned, because that part of the conversation is absolutely a highlight of this podcast. But in between then, of course, give us a follow and a message at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and let us know some thoughts about the podcast, who you'd like on in the future, and just general thoughts about Insane Clown Posse and Death Blooms.
At SAPPENINPOD, that's at SAPPENINPOD. And yeah, let us know your thoughts, let us know future guest ideas, any questions you want to ask. Because a lot of these interviews, a lot of these chats we have with people, we're almost guaranteed to do again. Not the same chat again, but we are likely to see the person again and do one of these, possibly in the flesh. So if you've got any future questions for guests, let us know. And if you've listened to 3 or more episodes, I know it changes every week when I say this, you have to. It's legal now. Priti Patel from the Conservative Party emailed me this week from PritiPatel@hotmail.com. And she said, Sean, tell your listeners, if they've listened to over 3 episodes, they have to subscribe to patreon.com/sapnin. Her words, not mine. So she's the Foreign Secretary. If you don't want to get in trouble with the government, you have to sign up to patreon.com/sapnin. That's the words of Conservative MP Priti Patel.
So we had Boris Johnson last week, and now Patel's messaging you as well. Why?
Yeah, he's gone missing this week. I think it's something to do with that old fucking scandal that's happened over the week where they tried to get a mate off for having a second job that was paying him more, because Boris has got the same thing going on. So they thought they changed the rules, and now everybody saw they changed the rules. I went, oh, you absolute shitheads. You can't do that. So they've done a massive U-turn. So Boris has gone missing. That's why Priti Patel emailed me. So.
Right, okay. Well, the moral of that story is head over to patreon.com/sapnin so we can keep doing these bloody podcasts. You can get a lot of bonus content and you can meet some new friends in a wonderful, wonderful community that we will never shut up about, because they are literally the highlights of our days each and every single minute we are alive. But patreon.com/sapnin for all that. Let's get into this wonderful conversation with Paul from Death Blooms and his lovely Scouse accent.
He's not a Scouser, is he? Is he?
You've talked to him.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
Bear in mind, I hate it when people do the Welsh accent to me, so I'm very, very sorry about that, Paul. That wasn't racist in any way, shape or form. Bye. Sapnin!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sapnin!
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 happening.
Yes, back once again with the Renegade Master. It's the fantastic Paul Barrow of the mighty Death Blooms. Yes. How are you, Paul?
Sammy, how the fuck are you?
Good. Yeah. I'm better after our quick chat we've had celebrating the death of Margaret Thatcher. Which Morgan said, oh, we'll make it in.
We'll definitely make it in, but that'll keep that in.
Here we are in Bristol.
Yeah, mate.
Finally playing somehow. A show together.
I know, yeah. I mean, I did say.
Yeah.
I did tell you.
Yeah, and I was very eager to do one.
I'm a man of my word.
Snap, thank you.
I'm not full of shit.
I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah. But we're backstage here at the Exchange in Bristol. Obviously, at time of recording, you've been on the road for quite some time now with Blood Youth supporting. How does it feel just being back on tour, getting to travel, see different cities and doing this regularly again?
It's fucking weird, mate, innit?
Mm.
Like, yeah, I still am expecting every day to... you know, it just to stop. Yeah, it's just fucking mad. Like, how and why, but okay.
That's how I felt in the download pilot. Like, when we were at the download pilot, I was like, any second now, Boris Johnson and 10,000 police officers are going to come in and go, what the fuck are you goths doing? Get home, you... Number one, have a wash. And number two, get home, you smelly goths. But no, you're quite lucky. But yeah, it's been fucking... great to see you back out and seeing your post on your feed and all that stuff and seeing you
live photos.
Yeah, happy,
it's happy weird as mad.
Yeah, seeing you happy and smiling on stage. It's weird, lovely.
Isn't it? I don't smile much, mate.
It must have been wind then.
I'm happy inside. No, but it's just been, it's mad. Like, you know, anything happening at the minute, I'll fucking take, mate. So, yeah, it's just... boss, isn't it?
Yeah, same, yeah.
at the moment, you're just trying to take it all day by day and make the most of it.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I mean, I think that's how to do things generally, anyway. Because you know, this could all go tits up at any point. You know,
it is mad that like 2 years ago, none of us would have ever thought this was like fucking.
I thought it was all over, there's gonna be fights.
Nothing stops me from playing shows. Yeah. 2 years later, shows are back. I can't believe it.
Thank fuck I can leave my house.
Yeah.
But even a year ago, like, to think we were all stuck inside bored shitless, and now, like, for me, this week, I'm going to gigs, like, basically all week.
Yeah.
And traveling and all that, and it's absolutely...
Trying your best to get the Rona, aren't you?
Oh, no, not really. trying to be a ninja and avoid it.
Whoa! No! Oh, N-I-N. All right. Sorry about that. I thought it said something else. You can't say that. Ninja man, it's 2021.
It could be a ninja. It's fine.
All right.
But rewinding, Paul. Obviously, like, you know, the last time you were on was at Download Pilot, as we mentioned, and we had a chat then about being the first band back at that festival and setting everything up for the rest of the weekend.
Weird,
and you had so much attention off the back of it. Like, in these last few months, do you kind of feel, because you've been so busy, that set at Download in particular was kind of like a catapult for everything that's happened in between?
Absolutely. I think, like, you know, it was just, I thought before, like, the lockdown and stuff, it was like we were ready to go. And then it was just like everyone just hit the pause button. And then it was like, okay, let's fucking keep going then. So, but yeah, it feels like it was just like one of those absolute restart moments, you know, when it's like, okay, it's time to do this again now. So, yes. Yes, I do. Nice. The answer is yes.
Yeah. And how is it looking back at that set now? Were you, you've got to have been chuffed with how it went.
Oh, it was fucking sick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. No, I just remember at the time, and like, I know a lot of people are like, when you're there, you know, you're just fucking, oh yeah, that was cool. But, you know, you haven't really had time to have it fucking sink in. But how, yeah, you were the first band on, and there was like fucking...
Reverse headline, mate.
Yeah, reverse headline.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was like fucking 10,000 people just fucking watching you in the fucking, like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. So I still think about that and I'm like, was that real? Like, did that actually happen? Yeah. But it definitely did. I was there.
Yeah, that happened. People have got video proof and everything.
Yeah, I've watched it loads.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Who's that? This has come from an account called Steven Spielberg. Oh, it's all CGI. Yeah. It never happened. Shit.
Well, I definitely feel like that would be one of those moments for you. You look back in maybe 20 years' time or wherever and be able to say, like, oh, well, we were, that was like a huge moment for Death Blooms.
Hopefully. Like, but I think aside from that, like, it's
it well, felt... hopefully in 20 years you're thinking, no, that's a little moment in Death Grooms because now we're the biggest band in the world.
It started towards everything else.
I think it was a big moment for everyone. You know what I mean? Because I know it's like anyone could have played that slot and stuff, but I think like for what we do, it was like perfect. Yeah. You know, everyone has just not been able to do anything. All our songs are just like 4 minute breakdowns. So it was just like, cool, fucking do a mosh bit, have a good time, get back to it. So I think it felt like a bit more than like just about our band. It felt like, you know, it was about everyone, you know what I mean? But you know, if anyone can look back at it and be like, that was sick, that'll do me, mate.
And these last few months you've been extremely busy with kind of releasing new singles, and as I mentioned, I do feel that was a catapult for a lot of people getting attention about Death Blooms and being able to discover your band and seeing what you're all about. How has that been for you, being able to have this opportunity now to finally connect with all these people live in the flesh and really trying to show people what your kind of creative outlet is all about?
It's been weird, like, coming back in and playing shows and then, you know, people being like, oh, we got Download and this and that. And it's, like I was saying before, it's just because there's been such a pause on it. We've been releasing stuff and it hasn't had that connection. And it's like, shit, we fucking this up. Do you know what I mean? But now it's happening. I'm just like, oh, this is, okay, maybe it is happening. You know? It's kind of mind-blowing to see anyone singing songs back and stuff, and you know, you're just like, fucking nice one, mate. It kind of feels like something might be happening right now, so I hope it does, because like that'd be nice. It'd be nice if something happened. I'd really like it if something happened.
Wouldn't it be great if you were just like, oh, the biggest band in the world?
That'd be sick. I'd really like that.
It wouldn't be too bad.
I wouldn't mind that for you either. Oh, cheers.
I think it'd be quite nice, if anything.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I still get invited to the gigs, I'd be quite happy for you.
Oh, of course, mate.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Oh, well, everybody listen to this. Let's try and make Death Blooms the biggest band in the world. Just because it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It sounds that way.
The way you said it, though, is like you're just expecting one morning to wake up, get a notification from BBC News.
BBC News, the biggest band in the world. Nice, thanks.
Already being vetoed by BBC News, though. So, we'll see. Next time, they'll know. Then you'll be like, oh, no, you can't have the breakfast morning slot, actually.
Oh. Nice.
But with that, this is a time where people are still discovering Death Blooms. You know, you're putting out a lot of different singles, got the album coming out and everything. And as I mentioned, when you see these people kind of discovering the band now, what is one of the key things you're hoping that they take away from it?
I think it's just like, you know, when, regardless of if you listen to us online or whatever, the show is completely different. You know, come and see us play, because it's a completely different thing. Like, you know, it's all the songs are aggressive, and it's that kind of cliche thing where, you know, people are like, oh, what does your band sound like? And it's Catharsis. But we are only Catharsis. Do you know what I mean? That's all we are. We are just release, and that's it. So if you want a good live show, come to the fucking live show, because that's where it is. Because, you know, just do a big mosh in there, you know? Yeah. So that's, I hope that's what other people think.
No, well, that's definitely the vibe I got. Because, yeah, after that Download thing, I was like, I'd heard bits of the band before, but then I saw the performance and I was like, this is fucking awesome. And then just seeing everybody just waking up and fucking kicking off. And I was like, this is fucking, I thought you were like, all of those people, like all those 10,000 people, it seemed like they'd come to see Death Blooms.
It was mad.
They're not this big. What? This thing's
not a fucking chance.
Oh, fucking hell they are. This is fucking, but yeah, like you must have won so many people over that day are you still getting people now saying, absolutely, I saw your Download?
Absolutely. And, you know, people have been in shows on this tour and stuff, who are like, oh, fucking, so your Downloads, we've got to come back. And
cool.
Awesome. That's fucking cool. Yeah.
That's when you know you fucking done a good job on the day.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's like as long as you make that connection and you're given that opportunity to make a connection with people, you've just got to take advantage of it as much as possible. Because, like, I don't really see this band as, like, just about the band. Do you know what I mean? It's about the show, and the show is kind of for everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're speaking about that kind of live kind of environment and everything. I've seen a lot. You've mentioned quite a lot about the mosh pit being really the home for the band and trying to kind of soundtrack that in a lot of ways, and that even though Death Blooms has a lot of violence behind it, it's still a kind of open space for those people. Like, what's kind of the thought process behind that? Is it just as a kid always finding like a mosh pit as a safe space?
I mean, I think so. Like, you know, it's if you're a certain kind of person and you, that is your outlet, you know, it has to be. Well, it just is an important part of your life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, there's a lot of people in this sort of scene who, you know, have gone through that whole thing where they don't really fit in places. And that's how we all connect, because we're all a bunch of fucking weirdos. And it's great. And, yeah, and that's the kind of thing. That's how you make loads of mates and stuff. You know, you go to shows, you jump into your mates, you push each other over, buy each other beers, and then you're mates for fucking 40 years. Yeah. Like, that's just how it is. So... yeah, and I think like with that new single is literally about the mosh pit. Yeah. We just had to put that into the world because that's how we feel about every show ever. Because like, if there's no pit, like fucking sort it out, man. You know what I mean? Just do a mosh. It's a great time. It's just like, it's good for your brain.
Do you remember the first pit you ever went in?
Ooh.
It will have been, I think it was some, you know what? I know exactly what it was. It was Puddle of Mud.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was Puddle of Mud.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I went to see, around that time, it was like, I went to see like Limp Bizkit and stuff, but that was like an arena show and I was seated. I think that might have been like the first, like kind of, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. You know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, let's go and see Limp Bizkit. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting down. This is weird. Mm. I want to do that. I want to go and push people down there. So then I think Puddle of Mud maybe played like a month later in Manchester. And I was like, I want to go in there. That looks like fun. And it was sick. You know?
Do you remember the song?
I think it was just like from second one. I was just like,
oh, I'm in there. Yeah, nice.
I'm going in. Yeah, nice. Yeah. But you know, Puddle of Mud, it was a kind of a tame air pit.
Yeah.
But it was still, you know, it was a nice... wholesome push pit.
Yeah. Luckily, he didn't try that Nirvana cover that night.
Oh, no. Probably a good starter for that kind of world, though.
Yeah.
Quick story about Puddle of Mud. People normally say to me, oh, what's the worst gig you've ever been to, right? And I don't know if it would be the worst.
Although you've seen Raiders a couple of times.
Yeah, I have, to be fair. But anyway.
I'm reserving judgment on that till later.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what we'll do. After the Raiders set, we'll run back a bit and Paul will just go.
I'll review it.
2 out of 10. Don't go and see them.
I'll give you a level.
The blonde one fucking glimmers nicely in the lights.
Yeah, yeah. But we're a puddle of men. An interesting one. I saw them perform in Cardiff like years ago and they were co-headlining with Soil. And long story short, basically... Wes, the singer of Puddle of Mud, didn't turn up till very, very late.
No way.
Walked on stage with his backpack, right? They played two songs. He had a tantrum, went off, came back on, apologized, sang another song, and then had another tantrum, went back off. The rest of the band played the two biggest hits without a singer. And then the singer from Soil came on and they did an AC/DC cover.
Wow. Mate, I'm just lost in that. Yeah. Like, oh, that's a lot of
that's
shit
a lot,
going
yeah?
on there.
Yeah. He's gone through some shit, didn't he? I think there's a lot of drink and drugs problems.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I feel like someone needs to just, you know, give him a hug and maybe not let him do shows for a while and get him sorted.
I saw him at the Kerrang Awards one year and Jared Leto went up to go and win an award, accept an award, probably for being best looking man of all time or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
What a fucking booty, like. anyway, let me get rid of this hard on. And yeah, so he was up there accepting an award and Wes was fucking shouting some drunken nonsense at him. And then all of a sudden Jared was like, where is that beautiful lady's voice coming from? He's like, it's okay, madam. I'm going to have sex with you after the show. And everyone was like, to Wes, and Wes just sat down and just sunk into his seat and carried on his own.
Poor bastard.
And I was like, oh, beaten by Jared Leto in front of all your peers. That's got to fucking suck.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Jared Leto in it. Like, he's going to win. Yeah. He's going to win on most occasions, I think. Like,
in front of his own audience, yes, but in front of a rock crowd, a lot of people there, a lot of people at the Cranwood Center, and this is back before he was massively accepted, I think, by the rock world, before he started having Chino come on and do, before he started having Chino come on and ruin 30 Seconds to Mars songs, when he wasn't accepted and he was mainly just an actor. But yeah, he fucking schooled Wes Gantlin. And yeah, didn't go well for Wes after that. I don't think.
I don't know why we've gone down with this positive hole, but
that's my fault. Yeah.
Sorry,
but,
Blurry is a tune, so at least they've got that.
Boy could write the dick.
They got some good albums. They got some good tracks. But is there any memories of a mosh pit that stand up to you in terms of just craziest thing you've either seen or been involved with or anything like that?
Crazy mosh pit scenes.
I remember going to see Bear Tooth a few years ago. And my mate just like turn around. I like moved away from for 1 second. Boot comes in. Just see his tooth just come out in slow motion into the air. And he was like knocked out mid, like still standing up. Just like, just swaying, tooth still flying in the air.
I don't know if it's come down yet.
just blood. Blood coming out of his mouth immediately. Had to cart him off. That was it was all in slow motion as well. I remember it so vividly. It was like one of those moments where you're like, no.
Watch it. Yeah.
Just a boot, just slow motion into his face.
The band's called Bear Tune. Watch it.
Yeah. So that guy's called Ted. Nice. So nice one, Ted.
Nice one, Ted. Toothless Ted.
Yeah. I think that was... I mean, obviously, you see some fucking stupid shit all the time, but that was, like, the most specific, I think.
It's quite ironic that his bare tooth is on the floor, though.
This is the last episode of Sapling Podcast. I'm trying to think of mad shit. What mad shit have you seen in a pit?
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear this.
I've seen somebody throw a little person off the side of the stage.
Yeah?
Yeah, doing one of our gigs. I was fucking chuffed. It's not every day you see that, is it?
No, but did he want to be?
Oh, he wanted to be.
Sorry, we were about to say, whoa, look at Sean.
Okay. Sean's having a go. Sean's fucking reveling in the little people assault. No, he wanted in.
That's cool.
That's fucking sick then. But I don't think he would have made it from the stage to the pit himself.
Okay.
So he had a little bit of
help. Someone to do that to me. Just like, take me up and throw me.
Imagine a bigger boy coming. Look at us in school. Imagine a bigger boy coming along, right? The rugby lads coming. Picking us all up and just lobbing us into the pit.
Launching you in there.
Oh, if only the rugby guys liked fucking moshing, it'd be a good laugh, wouldn't it? And they weren't fucking dickheads.
Yes, I know.
If they weren't fucking dickheads and they didn't love just constantly just sucking their own cocks and then making fun of people for being gay, because that seems to be a renowned rugby thing. I just don't want to get a big massive elbow
in my face, you know what I mean?
That's also
like,
true.
You know, normal elbows, fine. I can take one of them. But like, getting a rugby elbow is like five elbows at once, man. Like, fuck that.
It's got forearmed unconscious by rugby.
Well, that was your fault. Shouldn't have been playing sports.
Like,
what were you doing there? Playing a rugby game?
Playing full back, which is the pussy's biggest position, because it's mainly standing in the back waiting for someone to kick the ball. But then when you catch it, you've got to run back at the big fat fuckers of new. And then, boom, shot a forearm, unconscious. I was in secondary school. I woke up underneath a girl's skirt. So I remember being happy waking up, because I was like, where am I?
What is the story, man?
I don't know. I don't know if I can use that.
No. Of course you can. Why can't you? Why not? Tell me why. Tell me what's bad about it. And I'll tell you, professional comedians.
I think all of that was terrible. Right.
I think that's all usable. I think we had too much fun out of this. Carry on.
I'm trying to think of things I've seen, but it's just the basic people getting engaged.
Oh, no.
Go on.
I've got one. So Harry, who's now in Bloodtooth,
yes,
is all band anti-hero. Who were from Liverpool, they at every show used to get someone with a kettle and just smash it onto people. That was their thing at every show. That's the best thing I've seen in the pit. Like, it'd just be literally someone just like holding the kettle up above everyone, and then everyone just goes off hitting each other with a kettle.
Do people bring their own kettle, or is it just the one kettle of the gig? Is it a metal kettle?
I don't know, but their whole thing was more metal than your Mars kettle.
Oh. Oh.
I like the idea of them using it in a Slipknot sense, right? Like it's like a social
smashing. Ding, ding, but yeah, that was that's the one.
Yeah, that's
can't
good.
Top that. Sorry, no one's going to top that.
I like the idea of someone trying to top it and bring a toaster or something. Like just trying to bring out the household.
Didn't that happen at like a festival or something? Was it the last download? Like the last proper download? I'm sure someone was just walking around with a toaster all weekend. Like I'm certain that was a thing. I'll have to Google. I'll Google that in a minute when we're done. But like, I'm certain that was a thing.
Well, what you need to do toaster now person. Is you need Death Bloom's toasters or kettles to sell on merch.
We need Death Balloons. That's what we need.
You do.
We do. Yes. That'd be the one. I've thought about this a lot.
Yeah. Balloons that don't make a sound. No, that doesn't work. I was deaf. Deaf balloons. Deaf.
Just let's not go into this now. Yeah. Just this best, is worse. Yeah. Just best balloons. Best black balloons. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, fair.
£17, please.
Dead balloons. There you go. That's us. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Shit. But let's talk about the new record a little bit. Obviously, Life is Pain comes out October 22nd. Yep. As I've mentioned, you put out a load of singles really this far. Is this album just full of songs you've had like sat on for quite a while over the years? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Basically, like we recorded the album like last January. Okay. So it's been done for fucking ages. Like the EP that we put out was meant to be part of the album anyway, but it made no sense to just sit on everything for fucking ever. So I was like, no, I want to put the album out. And then Matt from our label was like, you're a fucking idiot, don't do this. I was like, no, I'm the band and I want to do it. And obviously he was right because I'm a fucking moron. So yeah, we ended up splitting it off. And like we sort of wrote those songs sort of like, I think I wrote Life is Pain in like fucking 2018 or something, man. So it's been fucking ages to get this shit out. But it feels like it might be worth it because it feels like it's sort of connecting and stuff now. So it's just difficult sitting on stuff, man, innit?
Yeah.
Like he just woke up like, it's out, I want it out now. But yeah, we just kind of like, I think it was like round the end of like 2018 or 2019, we sort of like got like 20 odd songs together and then just picked 13 and then recorded them beginning of last year, and then the world went on fire. So yeah, so it was like, it's over a year late, the album, but everyone's in the same fucking position, aren't they? So
exactly,
it's not the worst thing.
How did the Wargasm collaboration come about?
So I can't really remember how we'd sort of this worked out, because we were because Ryan, who plays drums for them, he's a good mate of mine, as he is with everyone, you know. So I'd heard Wargasm anyway, thought he was sick, obviously, because he's the fucking best band ever. And then yeah, we were just like, oh, we should do something. And then we were just like, oh, should we start a new song together or whatever? And then I was like, oh, I reckon you'd be sick on this song that we already had, just do a second verse. And obviously they just fucking smashed it. But I had a big row with them over, not a big row. We had a disagreement over the guitar solo in there. Because I was like, fucking hate guitar solos. Fucking bullshit, man. So I was like, fuck's sake, mate. You need to just sort your shit out. This is fucking sick. And I was like, no. So I had to convince our label to put the original version out as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I got around that. So I kind of got my own way, but was kind of wrong as well. So, nice. But yeah, but like, Sam and Milk are fucking great, man. So yeah, it just made sense because, you know, all aggro people doing aggro things, we're just like, fucking go ahead then. Like, let's get this sorted. Yeah, and people seem to dig it and stuff, so think it went okay.
Yeah,
maybe.
She's got quite a bit of press lately, hasn't she? For
heavy music awards.
From the heavies. Yeah.
For being boobs out.
Boobs out.
Boobs out sounds so funny. Boobs out.
Loads
of people were. That's what I think.
I mean, like, it's bullshit, man. Like, you know, I had a fucking string vest or mesh vest or whatever on that night as well. Like, it's fucking bollocks, isn't
it? So did Toby from Trash Belt on the same stage, standing next to her.
Yeah, literally, man. It's fucking stupid, isn't it? Like, you know, ban one nipple, you got to ban them all. It's just fucking daft.
Out with all nipples.
It's a fucking, like, it's about alternative heavy music. Like, if you're pissed off that something's, like, there that you don't want to see, it's like, get a grip of yourself, man. Like, it's what the whole point. We're here to piss people off. Like, that's point.
It's been that alternative, isn't it? But like, with collaboration, do you think that's something you want Death Blooms to do a lot more of in the future?
Oh, yeah. I want to write songs with everyone, man. Yeah. Like, because why not? Like, it's fun, innit? Like, and then you're opening different doors, different people and yourself. And, you know, it's like, you want more people involved, you know, because not even for your band, just in general, because you want more people to shows, you know, you want more people to talk about music and stuff. And that's how I view it. Like, it's not, I'm not always, obviously, like, I'm pushing my own bands and all that, but I want everyone to do well as well. I'm like, fucking, like, come on, let's go and all do stuff, you know? But yeah, I'd love to do more, man. I definitely will do more as well. Got none really in the works at the minute, but I'm going to make it happen.
Nice.
I'm going
to
make it happen.
Who's the dream get? Who would you love to collab with?
I mean, are we talking like the big dogs or?
Anyone dead and then anyone alive.
I'd be Trent Reznor, wouldn't I?
Nice.
After right, me, okay. You know, because yeah. Like, he's fucking genius. Mm. Like, everything he touches is the best thing ever. Like,
yeah, he's just a new Halsey album, isn't he?
Which yeah, is crazy. It's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, even that, was it that, the film about Facebook, like, I didn't even know he did the soundtrack, and as soon as I went to the cinema to see, I was like, Trent Reznor. Yeah. I was like, this has got to be
good. Music sounds good.
Yeah, I was like, this is fucking sick, like, yeah. What's going on? But yeah, that'd be the one. Just because I think, like, it'd be such, like, a trip just to be like, can you make my song better, please? Can you give me some tips about
I'd love to
life?
Be in a room with you and Trent Reznor.
I'd be weird. I just feel like, hello? Are you okay? I wonder how long it'd take for him to be like, you need to leave.
I haven't even put my vocal down yet. I get a vibe. I can do it.
Yeah, can't do it.
Fuck.
I think, yeah, Trent Reznor, just because, like, you know, everything he touches is fucking gold, man.
Is there anybody that people wouldn't expect?
I really want to do a song with a person called Zuzu in Liverpool. She's great, man.
Yeah.
Like, I keep saying this on every time everyone asks me this question, so nice. I don't want a direct messenger, so someone make that happen.
Right, okay. Someone tag both of them in a tweet now, please.
Yeah, I know it is. Please make this
happen. That'd be good, yeah. But like, out with other kind of maybe peers or people on the scene or anyone you've toured with, is there anyone like that as well where you've maybe had a little, oh, maybe one day we should do something?
I think it's weird when you tour them with, like, you know, at this sort of level, you know, because everyone's kind of like out doing their thing, you know what I mean? I think you're so kind of wrapped up in what you're doing when you're touring that, you know, it's only like a few moments where you're like, oh, maybe this. I think like maybe like as everything unfolds or something, it'd be cool, like, just to have that kind of, you know, different but the same kind of thing going on. And like, Charlie's voice is sick and stuff, so Maybe.
Nice. Okay.
Maybe Charlie, okay. Maybe.
Nice.
Maybe Charlie. maybe.
But you mentioned Trent Reznor there and kind of your love for Nine Inch Nails. So going back, like, what bands in particular, like, has influenced you along the way growing up to, especially with what Death Blooms is now?
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah?
Only Limp Bizkit.
You just say that because Sean's here?
No, only Limp Bizkit. Have you not heard Fuck Everything? It's literally Nucky, man. Like, it just is. Like, nice. I listened to Nucky and was like, I want one of them.
Yeah, this Nucky song's good.
Yeah. I was like, I really want one of them, so let's do one of them.
Awesome.
All that fucking, because that was my shit, man. You know what I mean? Slam. Like, Limp Bizkit, Korn, Slipknot. All that stuff, like, you know.
Machine Gun Kelly, of course.
Of course. Of course. He's a very important man.
What a fucking guy.
He's a very, very important man in the world. So he influences everything. That's how it works. He's influencing your brain right now, mate.
He's done
his job. He's pissed you off because, you know, rent free, mate. Rent fucking free in there. I think the best thing to do is just not talk about him.
Yeah.
Just like, block. Block the words Machine Gun Kelly off your Twitter, mate. Get it out of that brain.
Yeah.
Just get them out.
But then I might miss photos of Megan Fox then, no?
Just follow Megan Fox.
You know,
she takes
photos without them. Yeah. You know that.
You know they're not a package deal, right? Yeah. You know, like...
Ah, no, but I like to put photos of my own head on top. Oh, never mind. No, it's got to follow.
Oh, yeah, this is where you're going.
Anyway, carry on. New metal's good, isn't it?
It is good, mate, yeah.
I fucking love new metal. It never left. It never left for me.
Nah,
some people are like, oh, there's a new metal, come back. I'm like,
Yeah, like I think
it gotta go away first.
I think it's weird when people are like, oh, you know, Death Blooms are, you know, revivalist or, you know, new metal resurgence, blah blah blah. I'm just like, we've been around for fucking ages, man. Like, you know, we played our first show in like 2016 and it's like we've just been kinda doing stuff. Like for me, it's fucking, I've only ever listened to new metal. Obviously I listen to every other genre of music, but like I've still paid attention. It hasn't gone away from me.
Me,
just because it's not popular doesn't mean it's like fucked off the planet.
Yeah.
And still being there, yeah. You know.
Just because it's not popular doesn't mean it's not fucking brilliant. Yeah,
it's the fucking best. It's the best, man. Like Slipknot have just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. While everyone's like, "Oh, new metal's not happening." It's like, you know, I know it's a bit different now, but like, still fucking Slipknot.
Yeah, like, it is mad. Don't even think about it. Like, how many people thought new metal was dead? Well, Slipknot were the kings of metal. It's like,
yeah. It's fucking doesn't make any sense. Still playing all the old bangers. And everyone's like, oh, new metal shit. It's fuck off.
Nah.
Fuck off, you're wrong. You're just wrong, aren't
you?
You're
wrong and you're a grotesquely ugly freak.
You're just fucking wrong, mate. Like, just trying to be cool. Everyone just needs to stop trying to be edgy, man.
Who was the
just
worst have a good time. New metal band?
The worst?
The worst.
Oh, don't know, man.
I'm going to go... Oh, I wish Bob was there now. Bob's downstairs. He fucking reels off. Powerman 5000.
Oh, fuck off.
No. They had
about three songs.
Yeah, that's
three more than ever.
That's
true. Out.
That's fucking four more than the Blackout Dad. So.
I like, you know what? I don't like doing the what's the worst thing.
Oh, shut up. Everyone's got a fucking worst new metal band. It's got to be one.
Why?
Because...
It's the perfect genre, mate. You're just full of shit.
Nah.
It's like pizza. Bad new metal is still good.
Yeah, exactly. You still got a decent cheese and tomato.
Yeah.
You know?
Boys, I hate this new podcast you two have started.
What, pizza and new metal?
The fucking...
Ganging up on you.
Yeah.
This is always going to happen, mate. You know what I mean?
Palsy shit deads podcast or something.
I'll be on your team.
I thought you were going to be fucking negative. Like, I thought you were going to be miserable and negative.
Oh, I like Nine Inch Nails, but everything's great.
Do you fucking... You don't even... You've never heard Nine Inch Nails.
I'll be on your team when we're not on mic, but this is my time to take piss. And do your edits.
Yeah,
so
everyone's great, yeah.
I'm gonna do it.
As the Lego movie said, everything is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Good film. Very good film.
Lego Batman's very good as well.
I don't know. Like, I can't even think of, because I DJ on New Metal Night as well, and I can't think of one band that I play. I'm like, I'm just like, it's fucking sick.
I heard one earlier. Saliva.
Oh no! Well, I'm a wrestling fan.
Is that a Die Motherfucker Die song? Is that?
But no, that's dope. Saliva wrote Batista.
The band dope, not the
Batista's theme.
Yeah, what was their big song? Superstar, wasn't it?
Is that Dave Batista's?
No, that's I Walk Alone. Superstar is another good song. It was a theme for WrestleMania 23. See,
but you're giving too much.
What's Saliva?
But you boys are really off new metal.
Sean's going to come out with this a changed person. Yeah.
Who else is it? Soil?
No, Soil are fucking brilliant.
Are they all small, dwarf looking
those two
gnomes?
First albums are fucking incredible. Soils.
They've got that big single, Halo.
Yeah.
And then everything else sounds like Alice in Chains. It's fucking great. It's fucking great. I've got an Alice in Chains t-shirt on.
I know.
Yeah, so
I've been ignoring
that's
it.
I've
been ignoring it, just looking at it.
I wonder what you're going to say that we're both of us actually going to agree on.
Nothing, no.
No.
Wow, this has turned. This has turned completely. Going back to the record, you mentioned...
Quick, don't give him attention for the baby.
You mentioned that obviously you've been sitting on these songs for quite a while now. Yeah. So when you look back at them, either it's like listening back or just practicing, playing them live, is there any kind of separation between who you are now and who you were a couple of years back writing those songs? Like, is that connection still there, or do you view them in a different light now?
Oh, no, I think like as soon as you record a song and anyone's heard it, it's different because it's not yours anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, as soon as you release anything or whatever, like, it's the world's or whoever listens to it. But, like, I know what you mean, though. It's like, playing the songs. We haven't really played them yet either, so I don't really know. Like, you know, we're going to play some new ones tonight for the first time. And it's just like, I guess it'll be fine. But yeah, like, I just don't know. I just don't know yet, because we haven't actually got to that point where that stuff's happening. So, like, because we haven't been able to do it, it's still, for me, it's still there, but I'm in a different headspace as well.
Okay.
You know, so it's like a weird kind of path at the minute. Like, because it's still like, oh, yeah, this is fun as fuck, and I like how it's been going and stuff, but you're like, oh, I kind of want to do something else now as well. But it's like all at the same time. So it's a weird one.
Yeah, it must be weird to try and get your head around like feelings, as in you're excited for people to hear these songs, you're excited to play them because you haven't yet, but maybe the certain lyrics or themes or something that like maybe trigger some memories that you've dealt with now. Oh, do you know what I mean?
It's like absolutely, but I think like, you know, the general kind of vibe of all of our songs is it's, you know, it's not really, there's a few things that are about specific things, but it's a general kind of, you know, feeling about general stuff. So it's like, you know, I kind of like leaving it a bit ambiguous, you know, and like so people can hopefully connect with it. But yeah, it's just, I don't know, my lyrics are very, very just fucking like fuck off, or I'm in a bad mood, or you know, or this or that, you know, there's no real hidden agenda or anything, you know, it's just is what it is. And I think, like, you know, that's how I was feeling at the time, so I'll feel like that again, because I get pissed off all the fucking time. So I'm just like, yep, that's fine. Let's just crack on. But I don't know. I guess when we play them, I'll probably have a nervous breakdown and be like, oh my God, I fucking hate doing this song. This is ruining my life. But I'll let you know if that happens.
Okay, please do. Send me a DM.
I'll be like, it's fucking happened. I fucked it.
But don't put that fucking into it. It's happened.
It's going to give me PTSD, man. Fuck.
Oh, Christ. Well, there's one thing we absolutely have to talk about.
Go ahead.
I think it's brilliant because already Death Blooms have gotten loads of media attention from loads of bloody things and whatnot.
I was worried then, because I was like, where's he going with this? One thing we got to know, Paul, let's see the size of it.
What? Jesus.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm on about this recent fiasco with a Airbnb
well,
host.
Here we fucking go then,
it's fucking unbelievable.
So if you could just explain the whole thing for people first, that would be fantastic.
I mean, I'm not really even sure what the fuck's going on, man. So basically, like, Kaylee, who is a fan of ours, who we met at Download, who's really nice, she is coming to the show tonight.
Nice.
And it's her birthday today as well.
Oh.
So that's another added thing to it. And she, you know, booked a place to stay from Airbnb in Bristol. And then the kind of host was like, what's your purpose of visit? And she's like, I'm going to a show. And they were like, what show? And they were like, Death Blooms. And then the person went away
and Googled
and
it.
Checked us out. And then was like, absolutely not. Like, there's, I do basically, like, I don't condone this kind of music. So you are not welcome in my house because I don't know you and you could be as bad as this music, basically, which is so fucked, man. And then just like, was like, nope, find someone else to stay. She sent us a screenshot of it because I was like, well, I need to post about this because this is fucking ridiculous. Because what, like, what the actual fuck, man? Like, I don't even know what I would. Is it normal for Airbnb people to ask, like, why are you coming? I don't think it is.
I don't think you'd be like, to me, it seems like that would be like,
it's breach of privacy,
asking somebody,
I think so.
Yeah, like, oh, you disabled you, or what, you know, what's
yeah,
it, like,
it's,
what,
it's like, you can't, like, it's not all right.
It's not, yeah, no, it's not a cool thing to, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like,
yeah, it's like,
no, you're putting that service out there.
What I'm doing,
yeah.
As long as I'm fucking renting your house and your house comes back the same way as it was before and I pay you on time, the rest of it shouldn't fucking matter in any way, shape or form.
Like, I get the fact maybe since COVID they're trying to see, like, you know, to make sure that you're being safe on your visit or whatnot. But to go that far, that's very, like, what do they...
I wonder how long he listened to us for. Yeah. Like, that's what I keep thinking. Because literally, like, some of them songs are just like, fuck after like three words. So, he's like, no, fuck that off.
What do they think was going to happen? Like, they come back, the house has all been painted black,
It did sound like that was the vibe.
Wait, here they've adopted loads of fucking bats. What the fuck are they expecting?
I like to think they walk in on just like a kind of like ritual, satanic ritual.
Massive pentagram carved into the floor.
Candles everywhere, massive.
I think that was generally what they thought was exactly going to happen. It's mad though,
but they probably rented to football fans.
I mean, like, most people are assholes, aren't they? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just true. Like, just because you're a mosher doesn't mean you're any more of an asshole than fucking someone who goes to a different kind of pub, you know?
Yeah, the other thing I found that moshers, on the whole, tend to be nicer anyway. And people generally just don't realise, because we've always been the alternative, we've always been the fucking, you know, the other lot.
Easy target, though, innit?
Yeah, we're just nicer people because we've all know what it's like to be fucking cast aside or judged or whatever.
Yeah,
and then
I think generally, that's true, you know.
I just don't know how they... I don't think they can get away with it, see? I'm sure that, like...
Well, I think...
Surely she can counter sue or say fucking...
Well, Airbnb, I've been in touch.
Oh, good.
Like, I don't think I've told anyone about this yet, so it's an exclusive. But yeah, like, they just messaged... well, they tweeted us and was like, you know, what's the problem? And I was like, we're too scary for one of our fans to stay at Airbnb, which is bullshit. So go and sort it out. And then Kaylee sent us a screenshot and they were just like, oh, you know, we'll look into it. Like, this could mean they have the license revoked and stuff, which obviously would be very harsh. But is it harsh?
Very good.
I think.
See, this is where I needed. Two are like, oh, you know, is it? No, it's not fucking harsh.
Nah, it's bullshit.
They need to be taken out in the street and fucking beheaded, Paul. That's what we're going to need.
Wow, I was just
saying. Tories, that's what people are. Tories, obviously they're Tories. Like,
oh, well, yeah.
Well, in that case, it's fine. But I was going to suggest that maybe they have to give Deathblooms the house. The house is in Deathblooms' name.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good. Oh, yes. Airbnb have decided that they've taken the house off the owners and it's now
giving it to them.
It's a Deathblooms property.
The Goth Mansion. Deathblooms. Forever. Oh. Someone actually messaged us and was like, oh, you should start, or I might start Airbnb, like a goth only overnight stay called Deathrooms. Yeah. But apparently Airbnb are like on it or something. I think a few people have, like, maybe it was Metal Hammer, got in touch with them for like a quote and stuff, and they've not responded. But it's fucking, it's just gone ridiculous.
Yeah, it's good though.
It was in Unilad yesterday. So
nice.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Publicity,
isn't it?
Don't it? It's fucking great.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we did like 50 t-shirts for it and they've all sold and stuff, which is great. And, you know, we've paid for Kaylee to stay in Bristol tonight out of that money. So nice one to anyone who's bought one.
Nice.
Like, because, you know, not having anyone treated like that, especially on the fucking birthday, man. Like, what a fucking crock of shit that is. Like, bollocks.
Yeah. Just wherever she's staying in the soap, they're on board with
that. What's the limit like? Like, are they like, oh, what are you, all right, yeah, what show are you going to? I'm seeing Tom Jones. Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh,
well, what if you bring loads of nans back and shag them in my house? Because that's what, you know, that's what you'd imagine Tom Jones
fans.
That's
what everyone who goes to see Tom Jones goes out to do.
But that's what this is what I'm saying. Airbnb hosts are just judging people. So they've seen this girl come in to see Deathblooms and gone, goth band, she's going to smash house up shit everywhere, cut herself, and then fucking do pentagrams on the ceiling. That's what they're expecting. So Tom Jones fans are all going to be fucking older women.
To link this back in, though, this is the point of the fucking mosh pit, innit? You know what I mean? People don't, if you don't understand, that's the outlet.
Nice.
You don't go home and smash your fucking room up because it's your room. Like, you know what I mean? Why would you do that? So, but yeah, it's fucking weird, man. Like, it's definitely had too much publicity. But, you know, it's good. And I think it's just like, you know, anything that kind of increases awareness about, like, not letting knobheads get away with knobhead stuff is good. But yeah, I think it's worked out well in the end, but it's fucking weird, man, isn't it? You know,
it's definitely one of those weird things that kind of pop up in the industry every now and again, isn't it? It's like,
I don't know, it's just like, what do you even say to that? Like, I didn't even think it, like I think it was it Kerrang who were just like basically just calling the bullshit. They were like, oh, it seems convenient that
they thought it was like,
yeah, we've always planted. They were saying it was like convenient that you know, we've got tours and album coming out and that. I was just like,
well, yeah, because she's trying to stay to see you.
Most bizarre thing to make up.
People can't come and book Airbnbs if we're not on fucking tour, bro. Why would people come? They're not going to see it.
It was funny, not like it is cool that they covered up, but they were definitely insinuating that it couldn't be bullshit. It's not bullshit. I'm not smart enough to make that up. Like, I didn't know.
Well, who thinks of that? Come on. Yeah, who sits
fucking
down?
A fucking genius.
Yeah, you're in there.
A fucking genius. I can't believe he did think of that. What a brilliant thing to think of and come up with and then Photoshop. Unbelievable. That's mad, though.
Yeah, it's a weird one. But yeah, like, she's coming tonight, so...
Nice.
You'll meet her, and that'll be nice, and you can ask her all about it.
Just get her on for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you should, man.
Tell us about the fucking Airbnb. Any more fucking meshes of them cunts, or...
Yeah, fucking weird one, man. It's like every venue you've been to this week, someone knows about it, you know, staff and that, and... even like front of house tonight was just like, oh,
got anywhere to stay, boys?
Yeah, it was like, I heard about this Airbnb thing. I was just like, fucking hell, man.
That's mad, isn't it?
Well, I think they should kind of sponsor a Death Blooms tour now.
Well, they've got to.
They should, really.
And they should put you up in fucking rooms every night.
And put every single person who comes to the show up as well.
You could get a package deal ticket, couldn't you?
I wonder what the biggest Airbnb is, like with the biggest.
Oh, there's
going to
be mansions.
Rooms.
And there's got to be mansions. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, but
what's ticking in your brain yet?
I just want to know how many rooms, like is it like a fucking 80 room mansion that will literally exist that some fuckers put on Airbnb that Airbnb can wangle for you?
Maybe. Oh.
I don't know, maybe it's time to have a look.
Yeah. Or Airbnb should put a gig on in a mansion to show that you're not the Airbnb owners.
Here we go. This is escalating quickly, and I like
it's a music video out of it as well. Somewhere.
They've got to play
somebody's house with a pool, and that's so good. You could dye the pool black. I'm just thinking of horrible things you could do. I'm lost now, but yeah, I could be there.
But is that like obviously so far? Would you say that's one of the weirdest things you've like Death Blooms have been involved with?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, some other weird shit's probably happened, but I think I'm just used to it because my life is just fucking like a shit show, man. Just so many weird things happen all the time. But yeah, I think that it's got to be the one, hasn't it? Like, it's so bizarre, man. Like, you know, it's weird because I think a few people have been posting, like, going, oh, this has kind of happened to me before and stuff as well. Yeah. So it seems to be like a thing. But, you know, it's just fucking stupid that the person specifically went and listened to us and fucking hated it, which I love. And I hope we fucking ruined his day, man. Like, because we did. So I don't have to hope we did ruin his day. So
well,
that's good.
And they lost money. Like, they were so annoyed by it that they were like, do you know what? We're not going to make money off this. I would rather not make a single bit of rentage for this room than let somebody who listens to this into my home. That's fucking so intense, you fucking absolute loser.
It's serious, that, like, innit? But you know what? I love that. Like, you know, that's what you want, innit? Like, you want someone to feel, so even if they fucking hate you.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather somebody hate my band and be like, oh, they're all right.
That's the worst thing in the world.
I'd rather go, they were fucking, Sean was so out of tune, but he just beat himself up a lot. And then people be like, oh, I wouldn't. Mine's even being beat up. Oh, he's doing himself. It's not as fun, but still could be good. I'd rather somebody be like, I hated it or loved it than.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was all right.
I was all right. Mm. I wouldn't go again. What?
Yeah. Just a weird fucking thing that I didn't expect to happen. That, but you know, it's good because our name's been everywhere.
Yeah,
which is perfect, sick. Yeah. You know, there was that, like, it's been posted in Russia and the States and fucking everywhere, man. And
Airbnb gotta fucking do something about this. There's definitely a tour or something in there.
Something's got to happen.
Yeah,
because I feel like this is still not like. totally died down. Yeah,
they put an album in every room on Airbnb. Like, you know, you got the hotel and the Bibles there. The album's in every Airbnb room.
Airbnb has to buy 500,000 copies of the album the first week.
There you go. Number one record. Sorted.
Number one record of it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, if they can turn down rent fees, they've probably got enough money to do it, haven't they? Yeah. So,
well, let's get in touch with that.
Everyone tweet Airbnb and just make that happen. Nice one, yeah.
You've got to be able to do something. I'm just trying to...
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But
well, they haven't done fuck all, and we've just paid for Kaylee's room instead. Yeah. So, yeah. You know.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, it's sorted anyway, so... But I just got a feeling this isn't over. I don't know why.
This isn't over, Airbnb. Not by a long shot.
It's just going to take one paper to get hold of it, and then I'll be on fucking countdown. I'll be on countdown at New Year's Eve.
No,
it's going
to be the fucking sun, though, won't it?
Not happening.
No. Exactly. Right. That's the problem. If the sun ran with it, imagine if the sun ran with it.
It'd be over.
Front page now, you'd be like, ah!
I don't even want to think about how pissed off I'd be. Like,
no, fuck the sun. I'll even say that.
Fuck the sun.
But in that same kind of vein and everything, though, obviously, what would you suggest as being some of like your standout moments for Def Bloom so far in terms of just little experiences you've had along the way that you've kind of just kind of couldn't believe has happened? Or have you met any of your idols so far? Like, is there anything like that sticks out for you?
Oh, I mean, honestly, most of the things that this band's done is fucking stupid. Like, our first show, we opened for Dope. Our second show, we opened for Skindred. And then, you know, we went on tour with Insane Clown Posse and Mushroom Head.
What?
Wait,
do you not know about this?
No.
Oh, this is absolutely a fucking thing, mate. Yeah. Your face, as if we've never spoken about this, mate. I love the Juggalo so much.
Yeah,
well, yeah. It's just like
number one. How did that come about? Number two, how was that? Number three, what were the fans like? Number four, when are you doing the gathering? Can I come?
Just tell us.
I've got an answer for all of them. Yeah, please, the last one. Yeah. Go on. So
no. Oh, the last one is no.
Oh, it's not quite a no. but I'll tell you about it. We were meant to do some shows with CKY, and then those didn't happen. So I was like, fucking hell, that would have been cool. Blah blah blah. And then Sean's probably with Live Nation was like, but I've got your shows with ICP instead. And I was just like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, Mushroom Head on it as well. And I was just like,
yes.
What? Yeah. What the fuck is my life, man?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we did that. And then about 2 days before it happened, we got a new poster through. And it was like a six-act bill all of a sudden with three other rappers who were on Psychopathic Records. And it was sick. Like they did like 20 minutes in between every other band and stuff. But yeah, it was just wild, man. Like, it's just a different world.
Did you get to hang out with them? Did you meet them all?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, like, because the millionaire rappers, man. Like, you know, they're very, keep themselves and self. But, you know, Violent J's family was with them and stuff. So they were all really nice.
Violent J had his, listen to the sentence, listen to the word.
I love
had his family with him.
I love how just normal this is to me. I'm just like, yeah. So anyway, this was happening.
No, I love it.
But yeah, he has little kids there and everything, man. Like, it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and like their manager is Violent J's brother. So it was very, very like, you know, a family affair kind of thing. Sick. Yeah, like, you know, they were always very pleasant. Kept themselves, obviously, because, you know, they were just on a bus and it's better than the venues and stuff.
Oh, yeah, for
obviously.
Sure.
But yeah, like, you know, they were all very pleasant. Shows are wild because I don't know, like, they have 600 bottles of Coke per show that they spray into the crowd.
Yeah.
600.
So many fake going in.
Yeah, so because.
You can't get it over there, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah.
All they did is about fucking £4 a bottle, so they couldn't afford to do one a night. you can have half of that.
Too spenny, mate. Too spenny. But yeah, it was fucking. It was wild. Like the first. I think there was like. Maybe like the Birmingham show. I remember going into what was going to be our like green room, and there was just 1,200 bottles of Coke in there, and I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Yeah, I can't sit down or get dressed, but they are, as long as they got the Coke in there, that's fine.
So good, man. But yeah, it was just weird, man.
How was the crowd? How was the fans?
Sick. Yeah, it went down really well. You know, there was a lot of mixed kind of like juggalos where you know, the whole rig, and then Mushroom Head fans as well, and just like proper, you know, the good weird people, man. You know, just the good like.
Yeah, it's like a community, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, and it was just bad. Like they had, like the rappers really good, like Ouija Mac, who still like good mates with and stuff. Like, and it was just really cool. It was just like such a weird experience because you don't know how that shit's gonna go, man. Like at all. So yeah, it was just fucking mental.
I don't think I know anybody else has ever toured in St. Clown Posse.
Well, they've only ever done one other UK tour, I think.
So you've
got
one of the two.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's mad. Oh,
what a time to be alive.
But yeah, so at the end of that tour, like their manager was like, "Oh, you need to come and do the gathering." And I was like,
"Yes, of course. I've already spray painted my face, look."
So, but yeah, it just like it, you know, these things are. It didn't really work out because like we couldn't go to the shows and all that. We'd have lost like 15 grand to go and play the gathering, which we probably just should have done. Because, you know, but, you know, maybe in the future. We still speak to some people there and stuff. Ooh. So that would be like fucking one, wouldn't it?
Please imagine that. Please message me if you get a gathering. I just want to be happy for you. Like, not even if I don't get a go. Like, just, if you get that mail through and just go, "Sean, we got the gathering mail." I will fucking like it. And then I will fucking send you a voice note of me just yelling whoop whoop.
Well, that was the thing. Like every night, like they were so welcoming and all that, their fans. Like you'd literally just go on and like, I'd be shouting whoop whoop, get it back. And it's just like, it's a different world within, you know, it's a different subculture within the alternative scene, man. Like those people just live and breathe it, man. It's fucking great. And now we've got loads of juggalos to come to our shows, which is the fucking best thing
I
in
was
the
about to say. What's the rate of juggalos you've kept? Like, is it
it was pretty good.
Do you know anyone by first name? Have they got mad names? Because I know one guy from Psycho Sid from Earth. Yeah, it's a boy from Merthyr Tydfil, who's a juggalo. Psycho Sid, he's known as. Have you got any juggalo friends with mad names?
I don't think so. I know there's... So
Crazy Clive.
So basically, like, do you know there's, like, a Juggalo festival in the UK?
No, I didn't.
It used to be in Liverpool. Like, and I had no idea about it. And it's in...
We gotta go there.
Manchester now. So we are booked in to play it.
Oh.
I don't think that's been announced yet, but whatever. Okay. So if it happens, we're gonna play it. But the person who runs that is called Says Too Dope. And I think she's called Sarah. And maybe I've just outed her. I'm sorry. Yeah. But
says too dope.
Says too dope.
Is she Shaggy's?
Huh?
Is that Shaggy's missus? Then? Is he Shaggy too dope? Isn't he?
I think.
I'm not saying that's a surname. They've just
no. I think it's just. I think you just pick a name and go with it. Whatever you vibe and
right then. So come on then. What's our fucking juggler names? I'm gonna be. Scary Sean Smith. That's crap. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking day. What's your was it? Oh,
well, I was gonna say you can pick mine.
Come on,
fuck knows what mine
you
is.
Do what you were. What you? What's your juggalo name?
I don't know, man. What? Yeah, go on. I think you're the man for this.
Yeah. Give us juggalo names.
Give us juggalo
fuck
names.
Fuck right off. You paid fucking gang up.
Love it.
Fucking podcast. Fuck right off. Fucking knobs. What are your fucking names? Knobs.
Anyway. I don't know, man. I don't know. Violent B.
Violent B.
That's what I'm running with. You put me on the spot, so that's what I'm running with. I haven't got anything else.
Yeah, I haven't.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, all right, 12. We'll just... When we end up going to the UK gathering...
Scary Sean and Violent B. Fucking state of us, man.
We'll have to go and do an episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, when they play in, we'll go up. We'll talk to Paul again.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get time with fucking ICP.
So it's not ICP. Don't do it because they're never touring anymore. Never again. Because like Jay's back is fucked or something. I can't remember. There was something anyway, but he's not doing too good. So they're just doing like shows and stuff. But yeah, there's still people on their label who are coming over to do it.
Nice.
So I'll let you know. I don't know when it's rescheduled.
That'll be an experience and a half. We just need to go.
Even if we just went to just speak to the crowd, like if we just talked to Juggalo,
that'd be sick.
It's
called Manchester. That's what.
Of course it is.
I just can't believe it was in Liverpool for so long, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, why haven't I gone every year?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Why did no one tell me?
Wow. Wow, wasn't expecting ICP.
I, do you know what?
On this.
I don't know.
This is the first time we've ever talked about ICP on this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Three years we've been doing this, yeah. And we haven't talked about ICP once.
Wow. When you said before about, like, is the Airbnb thing the weirdest thing? I was like, I'm sure there's something weird that happens.
Oh, ICP. Yeah.
That's insane. Like, I literally don't know anybody that's...
No.
It's wild.
Tina Tequila. She's done The Gathering. Do you know it?
Yeah.
Other than that, I
want to do The Gathering so bad, man. Like, that would be the best fucking thing ever. Like,
yeah, it's 102 in it. It's either going to be absolutely fucking amazing. Oh, I think or it's going to be absolutely terrible. But then at the same time,
amazing.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to be covered in fucking Figo and...
Oh, I'd be sick.
Human shit and piss and stuff like that. That's a laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are there any other moments like that? Like, just mad shit that you can't believe you've been a part of?
We opened for Jonathan Davis as well. That was fucking mad. Oh, we've done them all, mate. Like,
nice. All right, yeah. Is there someone in one of those bands or like a big band who's taken interest in your band or you've been like, fuck off, what?
Yeah, I mean, like, all Mushroom Head were really kind of supportive about it and stuff. Apparently, Jonathan Davis listened to us and said he liked it because he had to, like, handpick who was going to play the shows. So, nice.
He doesn't run an Airbnb.
But even if it didn't happen, that's my story. And I'm sticking
with it. Yeah, of course.
Jonathan Davis said, we're the greatest band he's ever heard, and that's the end of that. No more.
What else? I heard Jamie Lemon really, really likes us. So I hope that one's real, because Ruben, one of my favourite bands, so that'd be good. New metal people. What else?
We don't have to be new metal.
It's new metal, innit? But yeah, I don't know. It's just been like kind of weird. We've just been thrown in it, you know, doing all these things that like I wanted to do when I was 14. So I'm just like, this is fucking crazy, man. Like, what the fuck's going on? But yeah, everyone's been super positive about it. So unless they're just saying nice things and then slagging me off behind my back, which is definitely possible.
I don't think that's true.
It's just I don't know, it's just fucking weird, isn't it? Like, it's like that thing when you're a kid, you just go, oh, that'd be sick. And then now I'm like, oh, that's sick. Like, what, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's weird ride, isn't it, doing bands?
It's very weird.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that you're making the most of it and having all these incredible opportunities, man.
Oh, you bloody got to, mate, because, you know, anything could happen. Literally. You know, just got to fucking do it and go and have the best time, man.
Well, for sure. Well, with all that now, is there anything else we can expect going forward? Obviously, there's the album. I'm sure there's plenty of tours. You're going out with Trash Boat as well around the UK. But yeah, what else should we keep an eye out for?
Ooh, so we're doing another tour this year, but I can't say which one, but it'll be very good. And then we're going to do some headlines and stuff, finally, next year. So that'll be cool. No real plans. Obviously, we got Download again next year, which is fucking great. And then just hopefully festivals and shit like that, man. Not really confirmed or anything, apart from, you know, Manchester, which I just need to find out when it's being rescheduled to.
Yes.
So someone email me, please, if anyone's listening, because I don't know the fuck's going on.
I can't get over it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But yeah, thanks so much for taking the time, man.
Oh, yes, no, nice one, man.
Lovely to speak to you again.
Good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
Nice one for asking me on again.
Thank you for having us.
Obviously, didn't piss you off enough, so.
Yeah, we'd live on stage, now. Everyone, fuck Death Blooms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's everybody, as soon as we leave, everybody out. Go now.
That's all I like to hear, mate.
Except fucking what's her chops?
Kaylee.
What was it?
Kaylee.
That's it, yeah. Kaylee.
Kaylee
will be there going, well, I've got to stay.
Kaylee can stay.
Yeah, I've got to stay. She paid my room. Get out there, Kaylee.
I don't go in 11.
Seriously, thank you for doing this.
No, nice one, guys.
And,
really
it's been great to see fucking everything that's happened to you so far, and I cannot wait to see what happens next.
Nice one, man. Cheers.
Fucking whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
I can't believe it. You're listening to Sammy Podcast.
Yes.
Whoop whoop.
Oh, that was very loud. You distorted in my ears, and I hope the listeners at home didn't get that because you pierced some eardrums. Anyway, thank you very much to Paul from Death Blooms for that wonderful chat. And getting to spend time with him was very, very, very cool. And we enjoyed it a lot. So thank you very much to Paul and the band for having us.
Yes, it was a really nice time heading down to Bristol to record that in the flesh. It's nice to just get out of the house every once in a while and do these things, mix it up a little bit now. But of course, their debut studio album, Life is Pain, is available worldwide. If you like your heavy music, you'll absolutely love this. There's so much emotion, anger, angst, and it's going to literally make you want to jump up and mosh like your heart is content. So go and pick it up everywhere worldwide now. Sean's looking at me very funny to make sure those sentences made sense. They probably didn't.
I don't think it did, but carry on.
That's how good the album is I can't make sense.
So basically what happened was Paul must have sent that to him, right, retroactively, right, from 3 years ago when we first started this podcast. And just before we recorded the first episode, Morgan must have listened to that album. And it's confused him so much, right, that he's never said a sentence that... I fucked it up now, is that? He's never said a correct sentence. And that's all down to Life is Pain from 3 years ago. So congratulations to Paul and Death Blooms on that album, because it's fucked Morgan up and it's broken his podcast, I'll be honest.
If that's not a reason to go and check it out, I don't know what is. But of course, they will be supporting Wargasm for the rest of November across the UK. So if you're about in Cardiff, Glasgow, Birmingham, Newcastle, Leeds, Nottingham, London, Southampton, Leicester, or Manchester, you should go and check it out. Two great bands hitting the UK together. And hopefully we'll be having a little conversation with the Wargasm eventually. As well.
Well, I'd very much like that. When are they in Cardiff, did you say?
Next week.
Give me a day, son.
I will after this.
All right, fair enough. I was like, yeah, next week. What do you mean? Oh, cool. Oh, 187 chance, son. 187 chance. I'll just fucking turn up. Oh, do you know what? I'm going to Cardiff on Wednesday to see Wargasm. I don't know if it is Wednesday. Yes! That's the first thing that's ever gone right for me. That's not about the blackout was surprising, but that's mental. Unbelievable. So yeah, I'll be in Cardiff Wednesday watching Wargasm, I'd imagine.
Oh, there we are. Well, hopefully we'll sort something out, I'm sure. And just to let you all know in on a little secret as well, I don't know how far this is gonna go, but after this conversation and talking so much about Insane Clown Posse and Sean's excitement, I have reached out to their people.
Yes!
And they haven't said no. So...
they're going to say no. I saw Shaggy 2 Dope on somebody else's podcast or like live stream or something, and that was interesting. I'd love to have Insane Clown Posse on. I don't know how they'd react to me.
I'd love them to meet us. It would be the colliding of worlds no one would ever expect.
Now, I would fucking love Insane Clown Posse on, yeah. It'd be such a laugh. Oh, boys, you don't even need to fucking put the makeup on. You don't even need to put the cameras on. I just need to hear your husky tones and I'll be fucking happy, like, so. Come on, hey, Insane Clown Posse. Fucking, come on then.
Please make sure to spam their social media accounts with us at SappeningPod on Twitter and Instagram. You never know, they might help. But give us a follow, send us some messages as well, and check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/Sappening, for even more of this witty banter, bonus content, and make some new friends.
Shitty banter, more like. Yeah, also, if you're bugging people on our behalf, give fucking Fred Durst a poke as well. Because it's, do you know what? He's doing my fucking head in now. It's too far now, right? Because I'll post things on my Instagram story. Like the other day, Raiders, my band Raiders, brought a video out which was premiered by Rock Sound. In the Rock Sound article, I'm wearing a Limp Bizkit t-shirt. So I tagged Rock Sound, I tagged Limp Bizkit, tagged Fred Durst, so he'd see it. And he sees it, and he likes it. I've even sent him a message, right, saying, please come on my podcast. It'll be 45 minutes to an hour of me rimming you. I literally used the sentence, you are my Kurt Cobain.
Oh, wow. If that's not shooting your shot, I don't know what is.
Jesus Christ. He should marry me after that, would he?
He should, really.
He got a Kurt Cobain chest tattoo. Like, he should just look down and go, oh, I do love that fella. And if he loves me anything like that, that's a lot of love. So get in touch with Fred Durst. Fucking have a go at him. Because I would like him to come on the podcast to talk about his new album and stuff. Well, yeah, he didn't even have to. Not even... I don't want to talk to him about his new album if you don't want to. I don't want to talk to him about movies. I don't want to talk to him about older... No, I do want to talk to him about Chocolate Starfish.
Yeah, and the hot dog flavoured water.
Yeah. But yeah, get in touch with Insane Clown Posse and Fred Durst. Fucking hell, we've gone back to 1998.
Oh, fucking fabulous. Well, please go and check out our Patreon again, as we mentioned, patreon.com/Sapnin. If you head to the description of this episode and every episode, there's loads of names from our wonderful community that we'd like to thank. They help this thing go in each and every week, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. And just to show you how wonderful they are, Sean is going to give a shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin Podcast Patreon community. Those are those top tiers, and names will now be read out by Sean.
Oh, were you stalling? Were you stalling then? Was that,
yeah,
that,
for
that
you.
Was?
To
oh, no, I was ready.
Neighbor.
No, no, I was ready.
Ready the whole time.
Oh, no, I was ready the whole time, but I had them. Literally, as you said, the elite members, I was like, oh, this is going to be smooth. And then you did the pause, and now we're doing this bit, which makes it look super unprofessional. Anyway, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/something. Thank you very much. Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Urangatang, Claus Leeway, Janelle Caston, Amadine Urbano, Mitch Perry, Dilly, I thought this was OnlyFans Grimwood. Morgan is going to post nudes, he said, on the Patreon very soon, so keep an eye out for that. Kelly Irwin, Natasha Morris, Nathan Croshaw, Paul Hirschfield, Emma Barber, Kelly Young, Sammy G, Tony Michael, Kat Besant, Captain Hannibal, Dana Lasnova, Jenny Robinson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Jones, Amy Campion, Johnny Phillips, Mikey McDonald's McMuffin Buns, Caroline Robson, Chris Howard, Louis Cook, Martina McManus, Kevin Clark, Danny Eaton, Carl Pendlebury, Lydia Henderson, Craig Harris, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, Jason Heredia, Lucy Deeds, John and Emma, Emily Perry, that's mad, isn't it? Emily Perry instead of Emily Senegals, Stuart McNaught, Becky Andy, Kelly Cannon, Adam, King of the Goths, Parslow, Ollie Amesbury, Josh, sad news, my obese parrot died today. Mind you, it's a huge weight off my shoulders, Crisp. Is that the same as last week's? Come on, Josh, pull your finger outside. Thank you very much, Alice Grimwood, Katrina, I'm an Animal, Robinson, that's a reference to the Raiders song, thank you very much. Raiders Band UK on all the social medias, on Raiders UK if you're looking to stream the song. Thank you very much, Kieran Allen, Reese Bowring, Ben Evans, Kate Stevenson, Connor Lewins, Livy Cropper, and last but not least, Keris Andrews.
Way fantastic. Way. We love every single person. If you've ever considered becoming a member of the Patreon, please go and do it. We're celebrating our 3rd year anniversary from next week, and we'd love you to come and take part in some extra critical
leave it in
extra activities and all sorts that's going on there. So that's patreon.com/Sapnin. Before we round up, just some not so breaking news. Of course, Raiders, Sean's band, have a new single called Animal that is available everywhere now, Sean, isn't it? It's even on the Spotify and the Apple Music and all that malarkey.
We are down with the kids. We have put up on the Spotify, the Apple Music, the iTunes, which I didn't even know was a different thing to the Apple Music. What's going on there? What? There's Apple Music and iTunes. What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why though? Are they not both Apple?
Yeah.
Is Apple just going, oh, tell you what, let's make a new music thing and we'll just have all the monopoly of the music sites? What the fuck? How? Yeah, so anyway, check out Raiders UK. Some American bastards nicked it a week before us. Our new song Animal is there, which is cool. If you check out our socials or my personal socials, you can go and read the Rock Sound article about Animal, which explains about the song and the video. And yeah, that's it, I think. Raiders UK on streaming website, Raiders Band UK on all of the socials, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Hey, my socials are at @mhrichards_. If anyone cares for any reason whatsoever, go and check out what I'm doing, what I'm up to. There was a dog.
A lot of nudes.
There was a dog trying to come in before we started recording this, and you might get a photo of the dog. People like dogs, don't they? I might get some more followers if I say that.
It is very much true. Isn't it? Hey, here's my interest in life. Oh, I'm not interested. Oh, here's a photo of a fucking dog that looks like every other Jack Russell you've ever seen ever. Oh my God, 200 million likes.
So there we are then, @ImageRidget_ on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be back next week for our 3rd year anniversary spectacular. Fucking how have we got and managed to get to this episode?
I can't believe we've gone 3 years, and I also can't believe Fred Durst isn't on next week's podcast. So everybody, get in touch with fucking Fred Durst and give him a fucking bother. Bother him. Because if you cared for us as much as you care about bloody dogs, we'd be laughing. So get in touch with Fred Durst. Thank you very much. Sapnin!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.